What is truth? What is a lie? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination! What is truth? What is a lie? Very good question. What is truth? What is a lie? I tell people, go ahead and say the contrary, say the lie. Tell yourself the truth about yourself. The truth about yourself is that which you cannot see, that which you do not see, that which you do not realize in your present, but oh, how you would love to have it. You would love to be wealthy, you'd love to be healthy, you'd love to be happy, you'd love to live in a world of greatness and joy. The Unity School of Christianity has been teaching this, and Church of Divine Sciences, they teach this, and Ernest Holmes' Science of Mind teaches this, and the New Thought groups, the metaphysical groups are all teaching this, and positive thinking groups are teaching this. They're teaching, what is truth? What is a lie? They're teaching positive thinking, positive thinking, positive thinking, positive thinking, every moment positive thinking. And in doing this positive thinking, what goes on? Well, positive living. You cannot think positively and not have a positive life. You cannot think joyous thoughts and have unjoyous life. Whatever we dwell upon in our thought, in our mind, in our attitude, that is where we are. And it may not be the appearance at the moment. It may not be the appearance at the moment. I enjoy thinking of this thought, these people who are universal students, who are students that they are perpetual students. They're always going to school. And if someone would pay for it, they'd go to school all their life and just learn be educated. And they're top students, too. They're A students. They're not just getting by. But they're top students. They're brilliant. But they're perpetual students. They're always going to school. They're always learning. They're always becoming aware of what's going on in the world as far as education goes. And they learn philosophy, they learn psychology, they learn geography, they learn chemistry, they learn physics, they learn all of these things. And they think, wow, isn't that wonderful? Yes, it is. It is. Those people, if we could somehow get a hold of them, and if we could sort of take that switch inside of them, and the switch would say, I know, or the switch would say, I would like to know. Well, at the moment, they have that switch turned on to, I would like to know. They don't know that they know it. But they say, I would like to know. And then, when they know it, then they say, well, now I'd like to know this. Now I'd like to know that. And so, they think that education, school, is the place where they learn about these things. Well, where do you think all the knowledge came from before the schools were ever existing? The knowledge was always there in everybody and everything, and people used this knowledge and benefited from it, and then they wanted to share it. They wanted to help other people use this knowledge. And so they gave other people whatever attitude they had about knowledge, and they put it out, and other people listened to it and learned by it and said, oh, hey, that's interesting. Now I know all about mathematics. Oh, silly, silly person. Whatever you know about mathematics is merely the entree to mathematics. It's merely the invitation to mathematics. It's not mathematics itself. Mathematics is the total realm. Mathematics is the glue of the universe. It's what holds the universe together as love and as music and mathematics. Those are the three issues of the universe that hold it together, that are the spell of the universe, the joy of the universe. Yes. And that dwells only one place. That dwells in your heart and in my heart. It only dwells, the full knowledge of mathematics, the full knowledge of music, the full knowledge of love, the full knowledge of all, dwells in us right now. But we are only using a little bit of it. We're only using a little bit of it because we don't take time to dig into our inner gold mine, our inner diamond treasure chest within us, and bring out who we are. If each one of us could have the truth about us is that we're perfect, we're ideal, we're wonderful, but the illusion is, the lie is, that we are not. And we think we're not because we have a bit of dust, we have a bit of fog, a bit of haze that covers our beautiful diamond, and that haze makes us think that our diamond is less than perfect. That haze cuts off our vision of the fire that eternally dwells within this diamond within us that was never ending, and that fire which is always the allness. It's not a matter of how big it is or small it is, it's always. And that fire is our wisdom, our knowledge, our love, our beingness, our living. That fire is what makes us human. It's what makes us live in this human body. It gives us the vehicle through which we can express in life. It gives us the manner in which we can walk through the pages of history and the history yet to come. For all knowledge is here now. All future, all past, all present, all that exists anywhere is already right here. Just as all understanding of the infinite of mathematics exists as one little tincture of the infinite. One little tincture. And you and I each have that one little tincture in us right now. We have that one little tincture of knowledge, of awareness, which is the allness. It's not so big, it's incomprehensible. Perhaps the incomprehensible thing is that it's so tiny. And that within us are tinctures of a zillion billion things that we haven't even dreamed about yet. We don't even know to dream about it. But we dream about math and science, and we dream about physics, we dream about music. We dream about relationships, we dream about happiness, we dream about all these things. And those are all physical things, those are all mental things, and they're all good. What is truth? What is a lie? Is it true that you are wonderful? Is it true that you are not wonderful, that you're expressing yourself as kind of a jerk? As a half-expressed person? Well, that's what we think. How can we be an all-expressed person? How can we stop living the lie that says we are limited and live the truth which says we are unlimited? I always enjoy the term that is used for many British corporations, AGE Limited. They have limited behind their corporation like we have incorporated behind ours in America here. Now, are you limited or are you unlimited? Well, at the University of Healing, we have God Unlimited as the theme of our organization. And God Unlimited is exactly what we mean to say, that there is no limit to the infinite. There is no limit to the ideal, the divine. And to say it is limited, that's the lie. Just because it doesn't appear to be yet, to say it's unlimited, that's the lie. The truth is, it is unlimited. The truth is, anybody can enjoy it right now, and they don't have to go to school. They don't have to do anything to get there. School is kind of fun because it keeps us on a mode of intake, on a mode of being aware of new concepts, new things. And it's only when the students get out of school and go out into the world and go out and project the magic that has been percolating in their soul, percolating in their heart and their mind and their being, in their brain, and say, let me go. And when they do that, what magic happens? And it all depends on what principles, what values you have for your life. Is a principle and value that you have for your life that I am unlimited, I can do anything, I do anything. I express anything. I am a joy to the world. Oh my, yes, I am a joy to the world, my world. Are you a joy to your world? Are you happy? Or are you telling yourself a lie that you're miserable? That's a lie, you know. Tell yourself the truth. I am happy, I am joyous, I am free now all the time. I'm vital, dynamic, alive! Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yum. That's the truth. Now, I would like all of us to graduate from our schools and get out and do something now. Graduate from learning, graduate from thinking you don't know, to the thinking, now I know. I have my doctorate, I have my master's, I have my bachelor's, I have my certificate that shows that I have studied this. Now put the certificate aside and demonstrate in your heart, in your life, in your world, that you're no longer a student. You now are living what you have come to believe, what has always been the truth within you. And the lie was you didn't know it. And the truth is you always knew it, you always live it, and you always are it. So with me today, let the truth take sway and be the power in every single way in my life. And when I do that, I will be the happiest guy in the universe. And I am the happiest guy in the universe. How about that? You too? I love you. I love you. I love you.